I'm Stephen Williams, and this is SBFA, Money Advice for Normal People.
Part of managing your money is knowing what programs you are able to use. Depending on what country you live in, the opportunities will differ. We're Canadian, so we'll focus on Canadian programs regularly. Today, we are talking about the Registered Disability Savings Plan, or RDSP. We'll get into more details in other episodes, but for now, let's discuss the basics. The RDSP allows Canadians under the age of 49 that qualify for the disability tax credit to receive matching government grants on their deposits for their retirement. In future episodes, we'll cover the specifics of how you might qualify for the disability tax credit. For now, let's talk about the benefits of the Registered Disability Savings Plan, or RDSP. The benefits of the RDSP is that the government will match deposits dollar for dollar up to $3 for every dollar that goes in. There are up to $70,000 in grants that you could collect. If someone has low income, the government will just deposit money into the account up to $20,000. These are called the Canada Disability Savings Bond. Who can take advantage of these benefits? A wide variety of people, including who are visually impaired, who are deaf or hard of hearing, who cannot speak or are difficult to understand, who have elimination issues, who have difficulty feeding themselves, who have difficulty dressing themselves, who have autism, Down syndrome, schizophrenia, other learning disabilities, who have challenges walking, and so on, or with type 1 diabetes or are insulin dependent with type 2 diabetes, they too can qualify for the disability tax credit. Everyone knows someone with a disability, whether you know it or not. Someone who needs extra time to get dressed. No, this does not include your spouse. Someone who has type 1 diabetes. Someone who has cognitive challenges. Someone who needs extra time when eliminating. They will all love to know about this program that the government has set up for them. There are so many people that contact me when it is too late to get the grants and bonds that are here and available for them. This is life-changing. And as I said before, we'll be going into more detail on this in future episodes. So if you're curious about whether or not you or someone you might know qualify for the RDSP or the Disability Tax Credit, subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Thanks for listening. Remember to save more and spend less. For more resources, see the show notes.